Hi, I'm Julian LaFortune. I'm a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. I'm a researcher, economist by training, who studies issues of school finance and kind of more broadly issues related to California's economy and budget. The big disparity is just between these levels of wealth. I mean, it's not super complicated. I think if you just to take kind of look back in the data, we've done some work on this before, just kind of charting at least over the past 30 years how some of these have evolved. And typically, what you see are the high in across states, the high wealth districts in particular. There's differences by income and poverty and other kind of race, ethnicity, others characteristics. But often the largest ones are by wealth. The places with the highest wealth in the state tend to invest a lot more. On an annual basis, they make kind of bigger investments as well. And this persists, right? We see ebbs and flows with the business cycles, with recessions, with other kind of economic consideration, economic just economic fluctuations. But by and large, that's been true, and that tends to be true in a lot of states. And the state money that exists, the little that does exist in some states, is generally not enough to kind of offset that gap that you see locally. I think another kind of subtle aspect too, and this plays in some different ways, is that it's also political. So kind of places that are, holding wealth constant, places that are tend to be a little bit more conservative, or have a voter base that is perhaps older or has not as many children, right? It's kind of less connected to the school system in some ways. You have kind of different levels of support, and so that what that means kind of when districts are going to voters, what they're proposing may not be exactly, maybe what they need, right? They're trying to kind of hedge their bets somewhat as well.